If you're promoting your book, chances are very likely you might be saying, Dale, is there any way I can promote my book without having to spend an arm and a leg? And believe it or not, there is one surefire way to do this without having to spend a dime. And that is landing more interviews. You're probably saying, well, how do I get more interviews, Dale? You're going to want to make sure that you stay tuned to today's podcast.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
What's happening? This is Dale, and I'm just tickled to death you took a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me to talk about my favorite thing in self-publishing books. And this is episode 93. Good Lord, where has the time gone? We're about 7 episodes away from the 100th episode. What are we going to do to celebrate our 100th episode? Let me know. Hit me up over Dale at selfpublishingwithdale.com. I'm open up to ideas. Hey, I am really excited to tell you about this month's sponsor. For everyone who's asked me about websites over the last 5 years, there's finally a solution for the indie author community. For authors, by authors, it's Author Brand Kits. It's a one-stop shop for building your author brand for less than you'll pay to have a website designed. Visit daleinks.com/ABK to get more details and get 25% off for a limited time. You want to take advantage of this? I am absolutely ecstatic to be partnered with the folks over Author Brand Kits and actually been working with them behind the scenes to get things kind of rocking and rolling. Again, daleinks.com/ABK. You'll thank me later. Let's go ahead and transition over and talk about promoting your book. Here's the problem. With most marketing and promotion, there comes some type of an expense. Inevitably, you're going to do paid ads. It might work, it might not. But what if you could do some marketing and promotion without having to spend much money, if any money at all? My solution? Interviews. Now, I get a lot of people will say, well, I've done an interview, and every time I do it, I don't see any instantaneous sales. Stick with it. This is one of those things that's going to require a lot of stacking. The more interviews you can land, the more visible and more discoverable you will become. Because it's going to take a little bit of time for you to build the know, like, and trust factor. So thinking that you're going to get one interview or two interviews and you're all of a sudden going to become the bee's knees in your niche, that might be a little bit unrealistic. That's why it's time we talk about how to get more of these interviews. But where do you go? How do you even get booked for an interview in the first place? Believe it or not, it's actually rather simple, folks. You don't want to overcomplicate the process. And let's start it out with the very first thing you need to do is preparation, because this is critical. If you don't have anything prepared, don't even bother going and getting booked for a podcast or a YouTube channel or whatnot. That's easy for me to say. The very first thing you're going to need is a press kit. Now, you're probably going, oh, great, here we go. Here we go. He said I wasn't going to spend money, but now he's asking me to spend money. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. You can get by with whatever you have at your disposal. The very first thing you're going to need in your press kit is going to be headshots. Notice I said headshots. Okay? Not a selfie. You got to get somebody else to shoot it for you so your hands are free and you can look normal instead of like someone on Instagram. Okay? You're going to want to make sure you get a few of these headshots. Now, I would recommend if you have the know-how, or you know somebody, someone that's semi-pro, have them clean up your amateur shots. Get it to where it looks a bit more professional. You don't need to look like you went to, you know, Glamour Shots by any stretch. Or Olin Mills. Am I dating myself on this one? But you're going to want to make sure these shots look nice and it's presentable. I'm also going to recommend that you have the regular shots and then get some with a transparent background with a PNG. If you can get a background removal of some sort, for instance, remove.bg has a free service available to you. I believe even Sticker Mule has a free one. And you can get the background completely removed and save it as a PNG file. The reason you want to have something like that is when you get booked onto a podcast or a YouTube channel or whatnot, they can use that transparent background image on any number of assets. And it makes their life a little easier. And they're going to go, oh my gosh, this person's prepared. That's the whole thing. You want to make sure you're wowing them right out the gate. You're going to need a short bio and relevant links. Now, notice they said short bio. Okay, it should not be a page long. Paragraph, tops. Okay, we're talking 100 to no more than 200 words. 200 words, you're going a little long. Nonetheless, you at least have something to work with. Relevant links means get the things that you absolutely need and put it in a prioritized order, because chances are very likely if you've got 3 links or 5 links or 6 links, the host is probably going to go, okay, I'm going to pick this top one and just say this one. So it could probably be your author site. It could be your Facebook page. It could be your YouTube channel. It could be your email list. It could be your book that you're promoting, which is probably a good idea. Additional information that'll sell who you are and what you bring to the table should be included. So if you have any kind of accolades or awards or anything noteworthy that really builds relevance to who you are and why you should come on to a specific interview, then it should be there. Brief, brevity. It's so important. You want to wow them with some great headshots. You want to wow them with a great bio and some relevant links and any accolades, but don't go so overboard that they have so much stuff they don't even know what to do with it. One really cool extra thing, puts the chef's kiss on things. It is a media kit. Now you're probably saying, wait, hang on a second. Isn't a press kit and media kit the same thing? Sort of. A media kit is more of like a one-page or a two-page report of sorts that has all of the stuff condensed down onto a pretty form. Now, this is the part I'm going to tell you. I do my media kit through Canva. I don't spend a dime on my media kits. I know I've done a video on Fiverr where they can have it done for you, and that's kind of nice if you're a little bit more strapped for cash. I would recommend going to Canva. Canva's probably going to be a good solution. It'll just require a little bit of time, and you can take one of their templates and just go through. And I honestly just go in and I just do my stuff through Canva. All you got to do is just look up Media Kit or Press Kit over on Canva, and it'll pull up some different variations, and you just got to fill in the blanks from there. It's just super, super, super simple. You're going to save that as a PDF. And here's what you're going to do is take all this stuff. You're going to put it into one file and upload it to a cloud drive. Could be Google Drive if you have that. If you got OneDrive, that's fine. If you got Dropbox, that's cool. Whatever it is, get that shareable link. Now, here is the part where you get the bonus banana sticker if you're really paying attention, okay? You could technically take the shareable link that you do for your cloud drive and share it with the person when you go to these podcasts. But you're not amateur hour. You're going to go ahead and take your domain name, one that you have for, say, your author brand, and create a subdomain or a subdirectory. Let me go ahead and just clarify what that is. Subdomain is typically anything that replaces the www. So let's say, for instance, it could be books.selfpublishingwithdale.com. That's not a link, by the way. Don't look it up. That's a subdomain. A subdirectory is when it's after a forward slash. So it could be selfpublishingwithdale.com/books. Either way, those will play as a redirect over to that cloud drive. So it's super simple for anybody that you're proposing to be a guest on, that they can just grab that and have all the information they need at one click. All right, next up, got to do recon. It's not sexy. You're going to probably laugh when you hear my way that I do things. And I'm going to share, by the way, a really juicy tidbit, something that everyone is sleeping on. And I'm going to save that for very last, because I'm going to keep you to the end of the video. That's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be keeping you to the end of the audio podcast. But this very first option is Google. It's Google. You're going, oh, come on, Dale. You just Google up? Yes. Whatever your niche is, podcast. Whatever your niche is, YouTube. Whatever your niche is, videos. Whatever your niche is, website. You're going to just continue to kind of search that up. And it's going to be a lot of grinding at first. And you're going to probably find, you're going to kiss a few frogs before you find your prince. But eventually you will find something that's going to gel with you. Take and keep track of those things. You're going to want to kind of get all those things in a row, because you're going to want to just study and interact wherever those places are. So if it's a YouTube channel, watch it. consume it. Don't just watch one video like half and go, oh, that's perfect. You're going to want to watch a couple of them. If it's a podcast, listen to the podcast. Make sure that this is a good fit for you. Here's a one. If it's a Facebook group, oh, some people are like, wait, you can get booked for Facebook group interviews? Yes. I've landed quite a few interviews through Facebook groups. It's crazy. And I get put in front of a whole new audience of people by live broadcasting over to there. And so you can always look up Facebook groups. And by the way, you don't even need Google for that. You just go over Facebook. Just type up, bop, bop, bop. Look up your niche. Narrow it down to groups. Boom. Go on into the groups and see what the dynamic is. See if there's any live videos. If there are some live videos, just get a good feel on it. Again, we're just kind of doing a little bit of reconnaissance. You're going to want to make sure you find contact info of some sort. Look it up. Could be go over to the website. Maybe they even say it during their videos or during their audio podcast. Jot it down. All right. Here comes the less fun part. A lot of people are like, ooh, no. It's outreach. You actually have to outreach. You got to do, it's, hey, if you want to sit and just wait for people to give you interviews, that's all well and good, but I'm going to tell you, it's not going to happen too fast at that rate. You're going to need to do the outreach. Email is more than sufficient, but be brief. I get courted by a ton of people that want to be over on my podcast or my YouTube channel. And the biggest mistake I see is they give me this novel length, like reason why they should be on there and all their accolades. Listen, be brief. So when you communicate with them, you got to think of this. When they open up the email, what's in it for me? What makes you so special? What do you bring to the table? Now, I'm not trying to sit here and make you feel defeated or feel bad about yourself or anything else like that, but you really do need to analyze this from a critical standpoint of what do you bring to the table? Will you do social media promoting if you go on there? Do you have an email list that you can send out a broadcast to let them know? Will you publish a video about it on YouTube? Maybe you will do a blog post featuring them. Just think of all the things you can kind of bring to the table. And even if you're brand new to this as a new author, you always have something because there's something that we like to call sweat equity. You could show up for this podcast and have an interview, but what are you going to do in return? Could be something as simple as, let's say, I will promote your podcast for the next 5 months, twice a week on Twitter. And you can set up some type of automation for that, by the way. After the interview, okay, we did the outreach. We were brief. They're excited. And they go, oh, you know what? I want to go ahead and book you on. And we go ahead, we do the scheduled tag, and they go ahead and they get themselves scheduled and such. And by the way, I glossed over just this important step. I did cover it inside promotional strategies for books. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. And it is inside the show notes too, by the way. So you got yourself booked. You go into the interview. I always recommend you make sure you know exactly what you're getting into. What kind of questions can you expect? Do you need any specific camera? Do you need any kind of mic? Do you need any kind of specific internet access? Find out all those details. The more, the better. You get all that stuff. And if it happens to be live too, by the way, find out the link so that way you can promote that and bring more people to the party. All right. So now let's get over to the after the interview because I want to make sure this podcast isn't going for the next 2 hours because I could easily make it that. After the interview, the very first thing you need to do is don't disconnect right away. If they're recording a podcast or you're live on a YouTube channel or you're in person, don't just be like, well, peace out. See ya. Find out what they thought. This is where you're going to have a little bit of thick skin. I find most instances, a lot of hosts are always happy about how things go with me. But that's just me. We'll find out how could you have done better? What could you have done differently? The one thing you're going to really want to pay attention to is how happy are they with your performance? Because at that point, you're going to be able to lead into something different. Now, I'm going to come up to that just a second here. Say your thanks. Ask if they need anything else from you. Anything whatsoever. Because now's the time that they can kind of, tell you what they expect from you. Because they could probably, if you could, just make sure that you promote this on Twitter and tag us. Whatever it could be. And then last but not least, if they're happy, ask for a referral. It is the simplest way to get another booking. Someone's done and they're raving about your performance. They're saying, oh my gosh, I keep calling it performance. Really, it's not a performance, but you know, your appearance. They're raving about it. They're saying, it was great. You were a fantastic guest. I love it. Okay, this is awesome. Do you know of any other podcasts? Do you know of any other YouTube channels? Do you know of any other media appearances or media that I can contact that would possibly be interested in having me as a guest? And they might go, yes. They might say, no. They might say, oh, let me think about it. Just ask them, hey, can I circle back around to you and find out later on? They'll probably say so, and you just ask, when is a good time? Here's the most important step. After you're done, and you've done the debriefing and such, promote your appearance. Set up a social media campaign. There's services out there like Hootsuite. There's a ton of them. Just search it up. Social media automation. Get that all set. You can get it all pretty much programmed all the way out. I think Hootsuite even does like up to like 30 posts at a time or something like that. So you can always just get them just booked all the way out for the month. Embed a link on your website. Put it on your about page. The more you can kind of load up, the easier it's going to be. And you can also include this inside your media kit or your press kit of some sort. So that way, when people go later on, they've got the proof of concept. They know that you can speak and hold your own in an interview. Lastly, and this is not the last, absolute last thing that you can probably do, but I'm just going to try to keep things brief. Notify your email subscribers. So if you've got email subscribers and you've done an appearance, whether you're nonfiction or fiction, reach out to them. Let them know, hey, look, I just did an appearance over on the Joe Rogan Experience. You know, why don't you go ahead and check it out? By the way, if you get Joe Rogan, kudos to you. You get double banana stickers. All right. I got a final tips here before we start to wrap up today's podcast recording here. I want to say a big special thanks out to our sponsors at Author Brand Kits. You can check out Author Brand Kits and look at them. They take care of everything for you. Listen, they do websites, email, social media, and so much more. Just go visit dalelinks.com/ABK as an Author Brand Kits and get 25% off for a limited time. Get on top of that deal. They do everything for you, and it's just absolutely amazing. A nice turnkey operation. All right, final tips when it comes to how to get more interviews. Big, big tip here. Write this one down. If you're driving, you're listening to this podcast, or you're working out, or you're even watching me live on YouTube as you're probably normally doing. Either way, podcastguests.com. I'm not getting paid to say this, and I'm not going to put it in the show notes because they're not paying me to put it there. Podcastguests.com is something I've used for a few years now. I originally had premium service, and I did it for like, I don't know, it was like 3 months or so, and I didn't see any real difference between when I was using it and when I wasn't. But I land quite a few interviews through them, and it's pretty amazing. You just go over to their website, get signed up to the email list, and you will get a twice per week email broadcast, one on Monday and one on Thursdays. And they will show you a curated list of people who are looking for podcasts. You could scroll right on past them. And podcasts looking for guests. I highly recommend stay on top of those emails. Don't let it just pile up. As soon as you see that going through your email inbox, go in, scroll down, see if any of those podcasts apply. If they don't, just delete the email, move on. Because you're going to find there's going to be like a whole list of them. You're like, you'll go through a few weeks sometimes without finding one that's appropriate to you. And eventually you'll probably go, ooh, there's one. And you got to apply right away. Because I've talked to some of the podcasts that actually are on this specific service, and they get inundated with a lot of requests. So you want to make sure you're at the top of that queue. A good friend of mine, Thomas Bradley, Thomas actually told me he'd reached out to a podcast. And see, I had pointed it out to him, and I think he delayed it by about a week, maybe a day or two. And he said that he's probably going to be booked out like months out, like 3-4 months out, because they're so busy with so many guests. So that just goes to show that you should definitely be on top of this. As soon as you get that email in, check it. If it's no good, toss it out. I never send on podcast guests emails. I just go ahead, look at it. Good. Yes. Great. I'll apply. If not, it's gone. The next thing is networking. I cannot stress this enough, and I'm actually going to spend an entire podcast talking about networking and the power of networking. In fact, we're going to talk about it next week because they say it's all about who you know. The person that said that is 100% accurate. Hey, folks, I talk a lot about this more in detail in my book, Promotional Strategies for Books. You can actually get a copy of it over at dalelinks.com/ASP as an Amazon self-publisher. Speaking of, as I'm recording this podcast, this is the launch day for the entire series compilation. The Amazon self-publisher is on the market right now, available for sale, and that actually includes Promotional Strategies for Books. You can go over to dalelinks.com/selfpubbook to grab a copy of that today. It includes Amazon Keywords for Books, Promotional Strategies for Books, and Amazon Reviews for Books with a foreword from my good friend from Book Launchers, Julie Broad. So subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and do me a favor, leave a review. And if you happen to be watching this on YouTube, drop me a comment. Let me know what your thoughts about some of these things and how are you landing more interviews and how do you plan to land more interviews here in 2021. In the meantime, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will chat with you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.